It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I heard that.
Fixing shit. Good now? Better?
Yeah, it's good.
Hey!
It's the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
I want my body!
And special guest Joe.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. What's up? So we were just watching Ninja Turtles.
Whoops-a-daisies. There we go.
I didn't even know that existed.
Not
Ninja
yeah.
Turtles in general.
Was that a movie?
What was it called?
It's like a straight-to-DVD or like movie, TV movie. Yeah. I think it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Like Batman Forever.
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 It's a cute little crossover. Splinter. What's up?
I just saw a bunch of camera not available and stuff.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little crossover thing that I found out about a few years ago. I guess I heard about it when it was released, because I do have a friend who's like still like super obsessed with Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah. And he like, I'm pretty sure he was the one who told me about it.
When did that come out?
I think it was like 2009.
Yeah.
Holy
I'm pretty sure it was the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, it looked older.
No, that's when that other series was running. The sleeker
no pupil turtles.
Yeah, no pupil turtles.
Teenage Mutant No Pupil Turtles.
Yeah.
Well, those are interesting. They have all the incarnations of the turtles up to that point in the cartoon.
Yeah. Well, in their own style.
Animation style. So they had the goofy bubbly turtles. They had the crazy no pupil turtles.
Yeah.
And they even brought in at the end the original comics. Black and white.
And they did it in comic like format all.
Yeah.
And there is a point in it which you didn't see where the newer turtles go to the 1987 series universe.
Yeah.
So they're in that animation too. So where everybody just looks just fucked up. All the people, you don't realize like how weird and bizarre.
Oh, I did because I've seen it recently.
Oh,
I was
man.
Just like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Not even the garbage cans are working.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it was interesting and I had no idea it existed.
Yeah.
So what's been going on?
What's going on, guys?
Let's see. What didn't we cover in the past? Did we do a show last week?
No.
No, the week before we did it.
We did.
Oh, Nelson Mandela died.
History.
Yeah. And who else died? What was that guy's name?
Peter O'Toole. He just died today, I think.
Peter O'Ghoul.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes.
Got any death puns?
Joe? Yeah. Oh, fucking nope. Dead. Dead Larry.
Fucking dead guy.
Throw a Morgan Freeman joke in there, but
well,
he's got a new role coming up, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like something really big happened and we're forgetting.
Oh, the sign language guy during the Nelson Mandela Memorial was hilarious. I want to watch it. Can we watch that on the show?
Obama with his
I know
selfies.
Everybody's covered it.
Yeah.
But that really just... It's unreal. That guy was dangerous.
I didn't even see this. I don't know anything about this one.
Yeah. This guy has a history of violent behavior.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
You see, it's funny because I was like, what if this guy was like capable of doing something? And then just today I found out that he did have a history of violent behavior. And it's like, he was standing like within arm's reach of the president.
Yeah, but what is a history of violent behavior? Did he get in a bar fight or kill somebody?
It doesn't matter. He's schizophrenic. Anything could become a bar fight. So you don't even know, because if this guy was like hired and the security over there is definitely not what it is here, he could have had anything. He got a knife on him. He literally would have been able to like lunge and stab the president. That's how close he was.
Now, I don't know if this is real or just a joke or not,
but
Jimmy Kimmel had somebody interpret exactly what he was saying.
I was hoping you would bring this up. Yeah.
Okay.
This is legit. It's hilarious because the guy's so convincing.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't know sign language, I'm like watching the video and I'm like, he's like doing in that rhythm that, you know how like when they do it, it's all very over the top and ridiculous.
What was the one where it was in
New
York?
SNL did Bloomberg.
No, a real one where they had this woman, fat woman.
Oh yeah, she was absurd.
Like yeah. Disgusting.
I have to say, Jimmy Kimmel's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He lose weight?
He had to after he left Sarah Silverman. She was on the show recently,
sure, you
too.
Know, there
hilarious.
Was a big memorial service for the great Nelson Mandela yesterday.
It's like the second time we just played Africa. Jimmy Kimmel.
He's like the great colleague, the great Nelson Mandela.
President Obama showed up to pay tribute. And as
Obama showed
case,
up.
With a big event, they had a sign
show up. He was formally invited.
On hand to translate for the hearing.
Hey, I'm here.
Impaired. And the only problem was the movements the guy who was translating was making with his hands made no sense. Even if you don't know sign language, if you watch this, you can tell.
No, you can't.
He only has like three or four moves that he repeats over and over here. Okay.
What's he doing?
That's him. And you see, he looks like a...
He's right. He's doing the same.
Yeah, he's
kind of.
He's cannot see or hear. Almost immediately, viewers who actually do know sign language started calling him out online.
No, see, he had. There was like a couple of repeats, but
yeah. Now, how did he get that too? Gig? Didn't so anybody?
No,
like,
they don't know. They don't know.
How does that happen?
It doesn't happen.
Is he just very, very bad at his job?
But he's like, you can see him like listening and like trying to like.
Yeah.
He was totally playing it like.
No, who's this guy?
This is a real sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
A sign language interpreter.
About 5 years professionally.
5 years, and you've done this for us at some of our concerts outside. Yeah.
Did the guy Hansen accidentally right say anything?
Oh yeah.
No, it's just ridiculous because like he's like laughing as he's interpreting just it one. Because it's he's like
and is that a
circle.
A compliment for a band?
Yes, did the peace actually. Sign like no, five times in the middle.
No,
sign,
he's doing like the
right,
like
so
the
let's watch this
metal
guy.
Horn.
Yeah.
He seems to be signing, if anything at all. Okay.
Sure.
All right. I'll be quiet.
If anything at all.
On behalf of the family, I would like to thank.
I support. Basic salutations here, salutations.
That's what he
inside joining in this week's cigarette inside to prove and on to support, I would please to say from me to you.
Is this the proper
talking to
translation?
You so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
this is
fucking
literal.
Singing
there's
Beatles
more.
Songs.
There's more, yeah.
And, okay,
that's
all right, well, we have one more.
Hello, salute. Welcome so far. Well, cigarette joins.
Cigarette!
Bringing in different to you a circle. And I would like to pray this offering. Basically, this is fun. All of these balls to prove this is good. I'm sorry.
Wow.
No, the thing is,
wow.
The thing is,
sign language at all?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Well, on the bright side, he could have a promising career as a first base coach. Well, thank you very much, Justin. I appreciate that, Justin.
People who work like with the deaf and like just are highly offended by this whole thing. Like, no, the guy's nuts. Yeah. He didn't do it to offend anybody. He did it because he was like caught in like a schizophrenic moment where it's like, oh my god, I'm a sign language interpreter, and there's no sign language interpreter here.
That's like that lady that fumbled, that was in remember she wasn't saying any words. That news reporter.
Oh yeah,
she just rambling.
Supposedly there's a conspiracy theory behind that.
No.
That's ever like hear about that?
Just what the guy
there's
did.
There's a conspiracy theory behind everything.
No. There's this. There are these people who say that the government is tracking them, and they are sending signals into their brains to disrupt their speech because, like,
they gotta wear tinfoil helmets.
They'll be like
over,
in the middle of speaking, and then they're not having like a seizure or a stroke or anything like that. Their language just starts getting all jumbled up, and they just say like absolutely random things or like somewhat backwards.
Well, I met the king of them yesterday. Oh, no. I had to check into a hotel for a wedding, and I go up, and this guy has like it looked like he had like hair plugs. I don't know. And like he actually styled like what little hair he had up.
Oh no!
And
I hate that.
He had an implant in the back of his head here.
An implant
and something in his ear. And so I am checking and whatever. And he was literally just like, "Oh yeah, it was your volume." And I was like, "Holy shit! No. Why is this guy at the front?" I couldn't understand a goddamn word he said.
It's like him. The same people work the drive-thru. Any restaurant you go to, anywhere.
It was ridiculous. If he was like a little like, yo, whatever, blah, 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 hey, how you doing? But he, nonsensical. No clue what he said. I had to check my bill when I left because I was like, I hope he didn't fucking sign me up for something. Ridiculous. Yes. I didn't notice he had something in his head until later on. The next
day. Cockle.
What, brain damage or something?
It looked like a Bluetooth.
It was a data jack.
What?
Okay, inside
Johnny Mnemonic is what
inside reference here. The Middletown Applebee's local reference. Years ago, we would go there like 3 times a week. It was absurd.
Clutch left.
Oh, so yeah, I haven't even gone to the room yet. We would go to this Applebee's, and every now and then we'd see this family there, and they had this young kid who was maybe like between 7 and 9 years old, and he had, I don't know if he had like a hearing thing or something like that, but he had a little earpiece going behind his ear, and our friend Gerard used to refer to him as Data Jack. That was just like, oh, there's that kid again. There's Data Jack. Like, that's how he is, right? And he's like, that kid is like listening and reporting everything we're saying right now through his Data Jack.
Maybe he works for like the NSA. Agent.
Yeah. Data Jack.
Oh, my God. But, I can't even impersonate what this guy sounded like.
It was that bad, huh?
It was that bad because I can't even come up
ketchup
with
and waffles?
Gibberish. Yeah, it was basically...
Yeah. It's amazing. The people that can't speak are the ones helping people that
can. And he was checking people in, and he just kept talking and telling me stuff. And I had no idea. No clue. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, God bless him, but he should have been, like, fucking cleaning a room or something.
Well.
Which is very strange to me. Anyway.
Oh, man. So I really like that interpreter guy. I think he's incredible.
He's the best. Is he in any sort of trouble?
If he's nuts, probably not. The people who should be in trouble are the security and anybody who vetted a potential
recruited him.
Well, because like they said that he had to be hired to be where he is. Like he had to actually be hired and vetted and like inspected, or background checked. And
you're
going
to be standing next to not just the president,
leaders.
But
any world, any dignitary or anybody like that. You need to be cleared. You need to be verified. So obviously that guy wasn't cleared. Where the fuck did he come from? Like how did he like he just like walked in?
Happen?
He's just like, "Oh yeah, I'm the interpreter." Did he like call them and apply
gun.
And like make up
or
a
maybe the real
story?
Interpreter looked just like him?
Maybe.
And he was just like
know.
In the audience and they're like, "You're late. Come on." He's like,
yeah.
"Huh?
This
huh?
is like a Naked Gun thing."
Yeah.
Enrico Palazzo.
Yes.
Wow. Fake sign language interpreter.
It's amazing. Like something like that can happen. It's such a big thing. Like this is just not like.
Oh, and they did it on SNL.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Okay. I didn't think it would be. I knew.
I watched it for a half hour.
Yeah. I said there'd be no way that they could capture like the chilling like bullshit aspect
of it. No, they just he
SNL
was like
sucks.
It was what's his name? Keenan. And he was like dancing and stuff. It was very weird.
Wow.
It wasn't funny. It was funny. Was that because John Goodman was on, and they did a skit where instead of the three wise men, there was the three wise guys.
Yeah.
And it was Robert De Niro, Sylvester Stallone, and John Goodman on camels going to see Jesus.
I'm going to send you a link. There's an interview with the guy.
Really?
Yeah. He said that he claimed that he had an onstage schizophrenic episode. Which, I don't know. I can't even comprehend.
Yeah, it would be funny if he just, talk like that in real life.
Yeah.
So he was actually...
He just speaks in, metaphor?
Yeah. He's just like, well, circle cigarette. I don't know what to tell you.
Sir, he did say cigarette twice. Yeah. I think that was the only thing that the guy said twice, unless he skipped over a couple of repeats. But, oh, my God. I just don't even...
The latest twist in a story that, as we said at the top of the broadcast, started as simply an embarrassment, but is now raising more serious questions.
Want to go full screen.
Right click.
So between this ass clown and Obama taking selfies, they're a mess over there right now.
It's, you know what? The full screen button is, hit options. What's under options?
Usually it's in the bottom right. Yeah.
Look at that. Stupid.
That's stupid.
Oh, and I can't even fucking click.
Hello, 1995 called. They went there and coding
Jesus,
back.
Jesus, where did it go?
Refresh. There you go.
Stupid. About NBC. Security for President Obama.
This President Obama.
Super epic fail.
Who came to South Africa for the Mandela Memorial.
Even if this guy,
even
if this guy was generally
sign language interpreter,
he's an arm's length away from president.
Even if this guy, his general personality disposition was not dangerous, in the schizophrenic episode, he has absolutely no idea what he's doing.
NBC's Ron Allen has the latest tonight from Pretoria.
All right, enough.
Today, Tenzin Kwatjenti went public.
What?
Tenzin Kwatjenti.
Can you spell that, please?
At the Mandela Memorial, just steps away from President Obama and other leaders. He claimed to be under a medication for schizophrenia and says he suffered a breakdown on stage.
And immediately I see angels come to the stage.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
I start realizing that the problem is here.
He said he has a history of violent behavior.
Wait, he said that the problem
was
here?
Sometimes I will react violent on that, on that place.
Dude,
sometimes
he's
I will
the most dangerous guy there.
Anything.
Things like chasing me.
The schizophrenia is scary
by
shit.
A man already accused of being a fraud.
It's frightening that an individual that maybe is having significant mental issues was allowed to stand next to the president and other dignitaries. It's amazing and very frightening.
Stand next
all
to the president
part of
or other dignitaries unsupervised. Like,
yeah.
put it's one thing to be like, oh, the president's meeting this mentally unstable person just because he wants, because it's like his wish or something like that. No, this guy was freely standing next to him and nobody knew what was going on.
The most dangerous person probably on that stage or in that whole area.
Well, aside from the guy that we just saw with the umbrella.
But that guy dressed in purple.
Extraordinary. Lester Holt mentioned it on the air that morning.
What is that?
I was able to get into the stadium without any physical screen.
Is that a microphone?
What is he talking into?
No idea.
Says
Secret
Service did a good job under difficult circumstances.
He's like smoking a pipe and
worked very hard.
Jim Carrey?
I know a guy named Jim Carrey.
On this trip, which came about on short notice.
And that so-called interpreter? There have been complaints before.
He just did this all day.
When we complain.
It looks like he's, David Byrne from Talking Heads. Same as it ever was.
But today, a government spokesman acknowledged hiring Genty was a mistake.
From a security standpoint.
So they did hire him.
Major embarrassment.
An embarrassment that could have been something much worse.
Guinan.
Ron Allen, NBC News, Pretoria.
Looks like he's ready to fucking flip out,
yeah.
too.
That was Guinan standing next to him from Star Trek.
I thought it was Miss Cleo.
Call me now. Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo's got all the answers.
Damn.
As I said on Facebook, it is an example, the ultimate example of the ridiculous world we live in. How does that happen?
Slipped through the cracks. It was a last minute thing. They threw it together.
That's a pretty fucking big crack right there.
They're like, we need an interpreter. And they're just like, I'm an interpreter. And they said, cool.
You know what? You just don't have the interpreter. You just don't have it.
You know what? Fuck the deaf. That's it.
You just don't have an interpreter. You're sorry.
That's what
closed caption.
Exactly.
Closed caption.
The next big thing they have, they're just going to have an interpreter. He's just going to have a fucking bead right on his head the whole time. Like, you fucking say cigarette one time, I'm going to blow your fucking head off, okay?
Cigarette?
I don't want to hear cigarette, circle, balls, nothing.
At least he apologized at the end of that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm sorry.
Of all things, it just... the situation is so, so preposterous that, like... I can't even wrap my head around it.
It would have been funnier if he was just saying... Like, you could tell he was trying to do something.
Yes, that's like, the whole point.
He was listening and trying to... He was kind of saying what they were saying in a way, trying to.
In his mind, he was translating it.
No, I think his mind was a train wreck.
Yes,
I think he was nervous. I'm surprised there wasn't a fucking brown puddle under him.
But his hearing, to like hand coordination was trying to create what he would think. Would be
he was
like,
just like searching for the words.
What he was doing was the hand gestures you would do perhaps while you're talking, along with cigarette gestures.
He was speaking Italian. He was. Basically. He had Italian hand.
sleight of hand.
So I saved the fucking guy over here. He was going over there and I was over here.
Give me a cigarette in the circle.
That
drive around me one more time. One more time.
I dare you.
That'll never happen again.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Just think.
What a debacle. What's...
He could have done anything.
Was Obama taking selfies with him?
Fortunate. Dude could have had a bomb strapped to him or something, dude. You never know. Like, it's so fucked up that, like, it's so... there's, like, a lack of seriousness. And leadership.
Oh, well. Moving on.
Moving on up.
This was kind of fun. I'll play this for you guys. I love when the news people fuck up.
All the time we have for this Saturday night. Saturday Night Live is next with a new one with John Goodman as host. We'll be back tomorrow after football. Hope to see you then. Out of here.
Whoops. What was that?
Let's get the fuck out of here. No big story there. I just wanted to play it. Oh, Christ.
It's like Anchorman when they're talking to each other, but the TV just sees their lips moving, but what they're really saying.
Yeah. I'm going to stab you in the neck. what else we got here? Bum, bum, bum. Ooh, pedophile.
Yes.
Pedophile, a 60-year-old man who was sentenced to 5 years in jail after getting caught in bed with an 11-year-old girl, has had his conviction tossed out after the victim told the court that she was in love with him. Mm. Obviously, this was not here in the United States. This was in Italy.
Wow.
Shittily?
Yes.
I was going to say maybe middle America.
According to Italian media, the man is a social service worker from the southern town of something Italian. And the girl, a disadvantaged youth, was placed in his care.
Disadvantaged. Ah.
Yes, the man was found guilty of sexual violence against a minor, sentenced to serve 5 years. But the sentence was, like I said, blah, blah, blah. So apparently, the judges determined the two were in a romantic relationship.
Sure they were.
And ordered a retrial. Wow.
Yeah, because an 11-year-old can make proper decisions.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. She's old enough to bleed. She's old enough to breed.
Now, there was no, like, miss...
Which I don't know if she is or not at 11. When do girls get their periods?
I don't know.
They're like 5 nowadays. You know,
probably.
They're like
right out of the womb.
5'10", 7 years old, and...
Fucking shaving their pits.
It's ridiculous.
There was no, like, misconception about her age, right? This was...
No,
straight up.
He was a social worker. She was 11.
Completely
aware. She was a disadvantaged youth.
Yeah.
And he was taking care of her, and he took her to bed.
Not disadvantaged,
and that's,
like
and that's okay?
Mentally?
No, probably just...
physically, he like beat her up so she can't move.
And maybe she was like abused by her family or something. I don't know.
So he decided to abuse her a little more.
Yeah. Well, no, she loves him.
Insult injury.
It was consensual.
Stockholm syndrome.
And he is 60 and she is 11. Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically.
Brainwash.
Talking on the mic there, Joe.
Yeah. Get it right up to the lips. Yeah.
Right up to
the lips. Yeah.
Like right up to the lips. That sounds better.
Yeah.
That
way. Good.
There you go.
Very good.
Yeah. So, whatever.
You were expecting maybe a respectable social worker?
I guess they're the same all across the world. Not just in America. They're
pretty much. I mean, if that happened here, at least he'd get in trouble for it.
Yeah. But that wouldn't matter. I mean, even... Jesus Christ.
What is going on? There's so many random noises coming from upstairs.
Yeah, it really is.
I think the schizophrenic guy is up there.
Well, I'm waiting for the pizza to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So this dude died in the Howard Stern contest.
Wait.
Anybody hear about that?
No.
I'll just read it.
Okay.
An elderly grandpa who won a date with two prostitutes on the Howard Stern show choked and died last night just before he was going to have sex for the first time in years.
An old man.
What? Choked on what?
He's going to do ironic.
Oh.
What was he choking on?
I don't know. 86-year-old Johnny Orris died in a Lake Tahoe hospital last night after choking on his steak at a local restaurant. Fuck.
He had no teeth to chew it.
I guess not. It was a Howard Stern contest called I Want to Get My Grandpa Laid. Or
well,
said
him laid out now.
His wife died more than a decade ago, and he hasn't had sex since. He said he fantasized about big-breasted black women.
What?
On the show, Orris won a date with two prostitutes from the famed Bunny Ranch in Nevada, which came up in our last show, and flew to Lake Tahoe to claim his prize.
A coffin.
Bunny Ranch owner Dennis Hoff tells us that he came to the ranch last night and chose two gorgeous working girls he wanted to have sex with.
Big black tits.
Before consummating the date, Orris went to a nice dinner with his grandson, Ed. And he fucking died.
History.
I think
did he get the
here.
Chance?
Whoa, yes.
All right, nice. Go get it. Hey, what?
Got to hand over some cashola?
Yeah.
How's that? Does that work?
He said he'll take cash or chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah.
Nice. You got some chickens down here?
Oh my God! They literally have like a video of a prostitute crying over this guy.
Oh my God! I didn't even get a chance to get his money.
I know.
He died before he paid me.
This woman is quivering. I'll wait for Matt to get back. This is ridiculous.
Oh, good. You have a video for this?
Yes.
Nice. This ought to be good.
It says it's the saddest day in Bunny Ranch history. That is
the saddest day.
Wow, that is quite the accomplishment.
They're handing out STDs across America. The saddest day. There's an 86-year-old man.
I would think every day is the saddest day in some way. Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of happy people.
You work there? It's
there is like a blanket of sadness over that place.
That's their parents. It's the saddest day every day for their parents. Knowing
yeah, I know.
Their daughters work. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. Yeah, just put it next to you. It's fine.
Yeah. That'll wait.
We'll do a short porch today. So
short porch. Nice. Yankee Stadium right field, short porch.
There you go.
Oh, I didn't close the door enough?
No.
I think that's what it was.
That shit smells good, dog.
Yeah, I can smell the garlic.
Oh, hell yeah.
We
got more.
Well, this is a video I was waiting for you to...
Who the... Is that Matt Pinfield?
No, Jesus, I hope not.
This is Matt Pinfield with the Bunny Ranch.
And he joins us along with
Predator on the right,
who is one of the two girls, women, Bishop. That
when Johnny had chosen to sleep with.
So this has got to be
experience.
Very
look at her. Experience.
Look at the saddest day in Bunny Ranch history of 58 years.
Yeah.
This guy was so wonderful. Howard Stern, Caressa Kisses, picked him. They sort of bonded on Howard's show. And got
that looks like the guy that was at Yankee
Stadium. Hold on a second. Pause it.
Yeah.
She should, look, good pause. Look at that face.
She should be happy. My God. She should be happy he died eating a steak because he probably would have died in the act.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I am not even joking. This could have been a lot worse.
It definitely could have been.
Could have been a lot worse.
My Lord.
Yeah, he's been emailing Cressa every day before he came out here. He just wanted to have a steak before he came back. He hadn't had sex. His wife had died 10, 12 years ago. Hadn't had any sex, and he wanted to get ready for the big game, and,
and
never reached the finish line.
Cressa, you seem really torn up over this.
Oh. He was so nice. It's difficult.
She looks like that gremlin.
We emailed since the show. He's still in contact pretty much every day.
Looks like what?
He was full of life. He was a lot of fun. He was so excited to be here. It's just a terrible tragedy. I mean, he goes to dinner and he chokes to death. How horrible.
And as the ambulance took him out,
gremlins too, right?
The family said, well, is there anything else we have to do here? And the waiter from Harvey says, yeah, pay the $250 bill.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, they're terrible.
Oh. Wow. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. They brought the bill to the table?
Absolutely.
There it is. Oh, God. Yes. Highly accurate.
Perfect.
Highly accurate. Oh, no.
Oh, so the guy, what we missed while we were being children is that they... After he died and they took them all out, the restaurant said,
"Unbelievable!
Yeah, now you got to pay for the $250 dinner."
Get it out of his throat.
You know, this guy, when he came in yesterday, I walked up and introduced myself. I'm Dennis. And the first thing he said is, "Where's Cressa? I love Cressa. This is the greatest day of my life, Dennis. I'm so glad to be here."
Yeah, actually, talk about some happy stuff.
Look how white
you guys
are.
Had the party with him before he went to dinner. What was he talking about?
Well, we brought him to our weekly tea party, you know, the one we show on our HBO show, and Cress and all the girls were there, and he was just talking about everything, having fun, and
hugging everybody, and doing a little dance.
This is weird.
He was so excited.
This webpage says that she's 25.
No way.
But she looks a hell of a lot better in these pictures on here than she does there. Maybe it's because she's crying.
No way.
There's no way.
55 is
my lowest. She looks like she's been smoking for 25 years.
She's 55.
Joe, you think that's the same chick?
Oh, my God. This is
I mean, she's, hang on. She's Caressa Kisses. I'm going to bring her up on the screen region here.
There's no way.
No way. Unless she's wearing like 10 pounds of makeup. I don't know. That there's no way. There's no way.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, nope. Right? No, no way.
That could
I'm looking at pictures. I'm just looking at pictures of her, and there's no way. Maybe that's what she claims. But
maybe that's a 25-year-old daughter.
You could tell by her chest.
By her chest.
Yeah.
I could tell by her chin.
How do you... You don't even see her chest on there.
I'm looking at it now.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in shambles, this one. She's a mess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Her face looks fake.
But how could there be two Caressa Kisses?
I don't know. I'm just getting her, and I'm getting a bunch of pictures of her.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Nah, yeah. Well, no way.
Guys are coming up in Caressa Kisses search.
I guess there's more than one Caressa Kisses.
I don't know why. It's such a fucking...
Well, the reason why that other they're coming up is because she's in the news right now. So, other
yeah, it says on the Bunny Ranch website she's 26.
No way.
Wow.
5'3", 108 pounds, 32, double D, fake. Uh-huh. She's bisexual.
Yeah, she's 26 years old.
There's no way.
No.
What Jupiter years?
Yeah. Nah, ridiculous.
Jupiter years.
That makes like 83 Earth, or is it more?
Did you just say Jupiter?
Jupiter.
One point she was. I believe that.
Yeah,
perhaps.
The 50s.
It was probably a good 10, 15 years ago, though.
Or more. Yeah, she's got to be like 49 to 55.
No, I would say she's probably late 30s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would just tack 10 years.
She's got
onto
rough
that.
Mileage on her then.
Oh, she's ridden hard and put away wet. That's for shit sure.
Turned that one in for a new one.
So that was her in that picture.
So now, is she going to get more Is she going to get more customers now because of this? Or is it going to be like, you know, oh, shit, somebody died.
I mean, she's just standing on here saying, like, I'm ready to have sex with this old man.
86 years old.
I'm ready to do it for money.
Probably served our country.
Probably.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady.
She seems lovely.
I love that.
Sorry. Again, with this.
Weird.
Yeah. Bizarre.
That is funny.
Caressa kisses.
Also, the
you got the caressa kiss of death.
The female gremlin thing.
Yeah.
Looks like what's her name? That old asshole reporter.
Old asshole.
You remember
reporter.
Her? She just died recently. She wore the lipstick. You remember her? What the hell is her name?
What was she on?
She used to just do like the presidential things, like the.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
I can't remember
what you're talking about. We brought her up on the show.
Estelle Getty or something like that.
Estelle Getty. Yeah, she was one of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, no, but she looks like that character.
Yeah. She's always like, hey. I don't know why I saved this. It's not a very
Helen Thomas
story.
Do you know how I found that out?
How? Oh.
Old woman journalist. And the first match is Helen Thomas Wikipedia.
I don't think I know.
I
this
love
woman.
The internet. You know, you've best. Seen Helen Thomas. There she is. Oh, my God.
God, I wish I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus
There you
Christ.
Go.
It's like staring at an eclipse.
Helen Thomas. Oh, my
That's
God.
It's horrible. She looks like something out of Lord of the Rings.
Precious.
Not so old. Precious.
And it's funny because we were talking about her when she died, and so we were digging up old pictures. She never looked good.
No, not once.
No.
Nope.
It's like Blanche. Who names their kids Blanche? Are they born 65 years old with a cigarette voice?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, but Rue McClanahan when she was young was attractive.
Yeah. So was Bea Arthur.
No.
Joking, of course.
No. Oh, but Betty White looked like Madonna.
Yeah. Yeah, this was one of the pictures we brought up of her when she died.
Oh, man.
Wow, I haven't seen a
picture
of Lord
she
like
looks
that
like, well, it's a massive picture. So, no. The fupa.
I was thinking I was in Photoshop, and I did the space bar to grab.
That's flashbacks to dial-up.
Now, we determined that she looks like that what cartoon character? Is Jesus. It? It's a blue, like, underwater, maybe? Maybe like a...
SpongeBob?
There's some kind of SpongeBob character
Patrick
I think she looks like. Who was it?
I don't remember.
I think Kevin got it. Kevin was the one who hit
yeah?
it. Yeah.
I miss Kevin.
Dead on.
Where's Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin, come back.
Kevin, come back.
But, yeah.
Squidward? Was it
Squidward? I think so.
I don't remember.
Squidward.
I don't know the...
She kind of...
Krabby Patty?
Yes, definitely.
Squidward?
Definitely Squidward. Yep, perfect. That's perfect.
Nailed it.
SpongeBob. Anyway. Oh, Christ on a crutch.
That was tinny.
Thank you. I don't have that low end like you got. Your mat hits like 20 hertz. Actually, 15 hertz is below human hearing. You just feel the ripples. It's like sitting in an IMAX theater during an explosion scene.
I thought you said Iron Mike's theater. For
Iron Mike? Maybe. Well, it might work there, too. Does he have one?
Nope.
Does he have a big fist comes out of the screen?
I don't even think he has a TV.
See, did you get the Iron Mike by Tyson?
School fails to call 911 when 6-year-old named Amazing Johnson.
No, come on.
Severs finger.
Come on now.
Amazing Johnson, 6, severed the top of her finger when it was a. She's a 6-year-old girl named Amazing.
She's amazing.
Why would they do that?
What's
with
your
the
name?
Last name
Amazing.
Johnson?
They're assholes.
Sure it is.
But
what
the
is
last
it?
Name Johnson. Why would you.
Amazing Johnson. If it was a boy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
She's going to grow up to be like a transvestite thing or something.
She got caught in the door of the school. Instead of calling 911, the school officials only called her parents. Letitia Coleman, Amazing's mother. Notice her last name isn't Johnson.
Because she's not married.
That's okay. Living in sin with a safety pin. Cleveland rocks. Mm. Received a call from the elementary school. Hughes Road Elementary. I don't even know where this is. They downplayed just how severe the injury was. Coleman told me the nurse was working with Amazing. That Amazing was fine. Or dare say Amazing. She was being loved on by the nurse. What? Who the fuck says that?
Wait, what?
She was being loved on by the nurse.
Is this
loved
in Italy?
On?
I guess that's...
Is Italy? With the 60-year-old guy in his house?
Don't worry, we got a 60-year-old Italian guy here. He'll take good care of her.
Take care of her.
Wow.
It's like the old wooden school doors, too. You know how heavy those are. You get your fingers stuck in those things.
Well, the tip of her... They had the tip of her pinky in a bag.
There you go. Unreal.
That happened to a kid we went to school with.
Those doors are like 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Solid oak trees.
I forgot. I think he did it in wood shop. And literally, like, they... And his mother worked there. You know who it is now?
Wait a minute.
His name was Matt.
Go. And, do that again. I was getting a link for something I sent you.
That happened to a kid that we went to school with in high school. I think he cut his finger on a saw in like shop class or something.
Yeah.
Matt Q.
Yeah.
And his mom was there as a teacher, and she went to the nurse to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
And she said they just had a little plastic bag.
Yes.
And it said Matt's finger.
Yes.
And marker, and they just like handed it to her. Like, oh, here's it. It was just like the tip.
Yes, just the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Just the tip.
Yeah. I sent you a music for background on this in case this we continue.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
So who'd you say this was about?
I love how this the technology in this music video isn't even available yet.
What, to film, to record good music?
No, the fucking...
Amazing Johnson.
Dude, I had such a fucking boner for Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Holy Christ.
Until she turned like 20. That was it?
Until she turned 20.
What the fuck does she even do now?
Cry.
She does do so. She's in something coming up soon.
Is she?
Yeah. But,
she probably looks like that lady from the ranch house that.
Yeah. Real quick, though, getting back to this girl. So she got her finger caught in a door. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
So the finger was just smashed.
Smashed and probably, I guess, pinched off.
Yeah.
There was a piece
and they
pinched
didn't,
off.
They
didn't call 911. They just called the mother and saying, they pretty much said, well, you're.
Well, I hope your daughter doesn't play the piano.
Yeah.
If you're unprepared to fix this injury, the first thing you do is, first off, call the ambulance. Second, you call the parents and let them know, you know, we got to do something.
Yeah.
If it happened on the school, it's like, you know, it's different circumstances than if it happens at home. If they don't want to take care of her,
it's not like
finger.
She needed stitches or anything.
Well, she needed a reattached finger.
Yeah, the finger came off.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, she's definitely was.
What does she look like now?
She's all right.
If this is a recent picture,
she was. I noticed. Was it her? Or was it Sarah Michelle Gellar? One of those two blondes, two Jewish blondes.
She's probably, Alicia Silverstone, I think, is not as good looking.
But I remember seeing one of them recently, and they looked really tired. That's the best way to describe her. Really
That's
tired.
Sarah. It sounds like Sarah you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, like, that doesn't even look like her.
No. Yeah, it does.
Very little.
She's just not, like, dolled up.
She got a penis now.
Yeah. She's really skinny. Yeah.
Wow.
She's just a mom now.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't look bad. She's not horrible. Still, she's like mid-30s.
She's a little older than us.
Ooh. Is her pregnant?
I hope so.
Or after a pizza?
Probably post-pregnant, yeah.
She still has that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got that cute face,
though. Yeah, those little curves.
Yeah.
Little curves.
Yeah. What the fuck this is.
Yeah, go all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Ugh, make it stop.
That one?
That's...
Oh, she went to that chubby stage.
That looks like... what's her name on the news?
Oh, God.
God damn it.
What's her name on?
She had a stroke in that picture.
Wow.
Look at Peter Griffin after a stroke.
Even, I can't even think right now. Yeah, that makeup's doing nothing for her.
No.
Yeah, it makes her just look old and tired.
Yeah, she went through that fat arm stage for a while.
Here she is.
Oh, that's good.
Go.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I'd still do her.
Now,
oh,
what's
this
the other
fucking photo shoot here.
Yeah.
For Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Dear
that's just
God.
Why are you doing it? Hey, where's your bathroom at? Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm going to,
right,
much
done.
Like the dude in this video, I'm going to masturbate to Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
With virtual
yes.
reality goggles.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Oh, we covered a lot. We got the Alicia Silverstone at least.
Ninja Turtles.
Sure. Ninja Turtles.
April O'Neil. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Who?
April O'Neil.
What about her?
Is there a real life one? We should find one.
There is.
There's a porn star named April O'Neil who cosplays
who April O'Neil
as
cosplay.
April O'Neil. And it's one of the best April O'Neil cosplays you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Oh.
It helps that she has gigantic
I have
breasts.
Flash Player she on my phone. Very, I might have to check this out now.
Well, she does just bring it up right now.
Yeah.
She does have beautiful breasts. And I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but April O'Neil does have a pretty big rack. The cartoon?
Yeah. Absolutely.
She's pretty stacked.
Well, the one movie, they had one with like no rack. Right? Was it yeah. Ninja Turtles Part 1? She had like missing rack.
Oh, Judith Hogue? Ironically, she did get pretty massive breast implants
after
several years after. Oh. She's only like 21 in that movie.
Wow.
Yeah, and the one that played in the second one, Paige Turco, she was probably about around that age, young 20s. You didn't realize that they actually look both of them look much better now than they did then.
So I love this picture because there's a TARDIS behind her.
A what?
A TARDIS.
Oh, okay, yes.
I like to imagine that the doctor would just take her away.
Oh.
And have fantastic adventures with her.
Bring up Judith Hogue and Paige Turco now that we're getting
how
into April O'Neil.
Judith
Hogue.
H-O-A-G?
H-O-A-G, yeah. She looks better now.
She really does.
Hogue's been H-O-G-U-E.
And she's been in a lot of stuff recently. But, yeah.
She looks like she like wrote a book or
upper,
something.
Yeah, the second
or a news
one
reporter.
From the right.
This one?
That one, yeah, there you go.
She's older.
Older, but definitely better looking.
Yeah, she was goofy looking in the movie.
There was an interview with her. She was just like, what was I thinking with that hair?
Yeah,
that hair was
bad.
Awful. Her hair should have been like it is now.
The 80s was really bad.
Well, nobody's
hair
was like that.
Was horrible.
So.
Yeah, but she was being a character. Like, April O'Neil's hair didn't look like that.
What is that?
That's April O'Neil.
Yeah, the hair is awful. It's like a rat's nest.
That's what people's hair look like back
then.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Whatever.
Yeah, she's like a doctor on some show. Oh,
that's a good picture.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah.
She was in A Nightmare on Elm Street, too.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe she's in like a CSI. And then the other one is Paige Turco.
Paige Turco.
I was going to make a forehead joke there, but I...
She does have substantial forehead.
I saw the Freddy Krueger claws in her forehead. Yeah. Why won't
she
I
was,
cut your
she
forehead?
She was in Ninja Turtles
2 and 3.
And
yeah.
3.
Yeah, she's like a fitness freak or something
I
like that.
I do not like her.
No.
Ew.
No.
There's some other
her body's parts. Misaligned.
Misaligned.
It was. You go back to that picture. Everything's in the wrong spot.
Oh. Well, what happened?
I know. The TV's acting up.
Okay. Look. Yeah. The breasts are too low. Cheeks are too big.
One's down here. One's up here.
What's going on here?
Hold on.
It's like when you get the photo effects on a phone.
There's definitely better...
Well, have your pick.
Better pictures. Let's see. How about... They got her in her underwear there. Yeah, there you go. Right in the middle there. That one in the underwear. On the right.
This?
On the right.
This.
Oh, there you go.
One. Yeah.
Nice. The granny panties.
The granny panties.
Yeah.
Wonder what year
measure
that
first downs
that's
with
probably,
that
that's probably from a while ago. But, no, I'd still do her.
Yeah. Well, I'll do
hey, I mean, how often can you say you can do one of the many April O'Neils?
Yes.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar was in the CGI
one.
Movie, right?
Yeah.
I watched
she played the voice or whatever of April O'Neil.
Hmm. I'll take it.
Yep.
Light bulbs. Say goodbye.
Oh, it's right.
Light bulb manufacturers will cease making traditional 40 and 60 watt light bulbs, the most popular in the country, at the start of 2014.
Mm. Well, it's real simple. The LEDs use like 13, 14 watts, and they're just as bright. They're using...
If not brighter.
Yeah.
The only thing is, they're also a little bigger. So a lot of fixtures where you have something covering the bulb don't fit.
Well, let's like, for example,
so replace
truck,
them.
The cars.
No, I mean like the new, what are they called? Iridescent or something? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's more natural, like the Ks, the Kelvins are higher, so it's more natural white.
Yeah, it looks great, but I had a couple light fixtures.
I just went like,
And they use less electric.
Fucking Kelvins.
Love them.
And it's an instant on.
Isn't Kelvin like a temperature?
LV is just like there. There's no heat. It uses less electric.
I'm not saying
Kelvin,
I like them.
Kelvin is a heat
index, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay.
But also per what's it called? What is it?
Well, for the lights too. The different bandwidth of light, like the headlights on the cars.
Yeah.
You get like the 4,000, 4,300s on standard, a little beige or yellow. And then you start in the 5,000s or higher, more pure white. More natural looking.
Oh, yeah, apparently you lit up my entire living room when you pulled up.
You saw that.
Yes, yeah, they were like, whose bright. Car is that?
That was only my fog lights. I turned the headlights off when I did the U-turn.
Yeah, but no, they are like longer.
Okay.
So I had a couple light fixtures where...
Oh, lumens, it's also called.
Yeah, the lumens. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I knew there was another name for it.
The actual fixture wouldn't fit because the bulb was too long. It would hit into it.
Well, I got the curly
It was the curly one,
yeah.
So,
but it's good if you look at the wattage electric, like it makes sense mathematically. It's like LED versus plasma TVs.
Yeah. Oh, of course. No, I'm a fan. I love them.
Yeah, so
I don't have any in here, but...
The Kelvin, there you go. Like that's
the Kelvin scale looks like it goes from 1,500 to 9,000, and...
You start hitting blue when you go above 6,000.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are fucking nerds.
Yeah, we are.
5,000.
Okay, pure white. Pure white is the 5,000.
Yeah. It goes through the band, like through fog. It naturally, the bandwidth of the light stream cuts through certain, like, fogs and everything. It's just more natural. It's more pure, more equal to sun.
Yes. What are your lights?
5,000.
5,000?
6,000, 7,000. You start hitting blue, and they people think the higher the number, the better. Yeah. But no, it's less distance.
I hate those blue ones. Yeah. They're so annoying.
And they give you less distance.
Yours are like daylight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I got those.
It's a lightning out. What's going on?
And people driving, I drive towards people. I bet enough I'm in the truck, so it's higher.
Yeah.
They think I'm giving them the brights. So I start flashing. I'm like, oh, you want brights?
Wait, hold on. One of those guys.
I still got those, too. Hold on. Let me show you what those do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you look at the lighting, like the traditional bulbs, I hate the filament. It's old school. That shit's got to go.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going, so progress, I guess.
Phillips and all them.
They've been doing that in California for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of them?
I've only used two light bulbs in my room in the last 6 years.
Wow.
I think.
In my old apartment, the bulbs were out all the time.
Mm.
All the time. One time I actually screwed one in, and it blew in my hand.
Whoa.
Like, it turned on, there's one. I'm like, oh, cool.
Thank you.
Let me get another one. Unbelievable.
I believe it was used as my apartment. What do you call it? I can't even say that word.
Incandescent?
Yes, the word. They have a slight half-second delay because they're instant on, but they're more pure white. Like not like the ones on my truck.
Yeah.
But it's a little better than the regular traditional light bulb. And they definitely use so much less electric. It's disgusting. I mean, a 14-watt of that is like equivalent to 60, 70-watt.
Yes.
And they don't heat up. So...
Cigarette smokers switching to e-cigs. Well, now they're starting to research it, as we all knew they would.
They're worse.
And they're saying it is possible that you could be inhaling a lot more toxins with the e-cigs than you actually are with
they're doing it more
traditional
often.
Analog cigarettes.
Analog.
They're doing it more often now with those. They don't stop.
Oh, yeah. No, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's bad. It's worse.
Crazy.
They're getting a higher concentration of toxins than regular smokers because they inhale deeper and more frequently. And that is absolutely true, because I lived with someone who switched to, because one of those, like the ones you get at like 7-Eleven, they're supposed to be like two packs, and she would go through one a day.
And that's insane.
That is insane, because she could just...
And it's liquid. There. It's liquid nicotine that you're pouring into this
and
thing.
You just, she just could do it anywhere. You don't have to break and go and do it. And it didn't smell. It was fine, whatever, but...
Well, they got all the scented ones, the flavored and scented ones now. When we go to tournaments, there's got to be like half a dozen guys who use them now.
Yeah.
And it's just like you just see the plumes coming up.
Yeah.
And like it's starting to like the smells are starting to kind of like mix with each other and it's just getting disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the smell does go away pretty quick though.
Yeah.
You know, like once they're done.
Yeah. Once it's all embedded,
it all
in
the dissipates.
Ceiling.
Yeah.
Just like cigarettes.
LED cigarettes. So you see this blue lighting up from people's faces.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, she was like a pack a day normally. And then...
better than me in a pack of Derm.
Yeah. And then she was smoking one of those a day.
Yeah.
The cigarettes here are cheaper than they are in New York. The people spending $11, $12 a pack, and they're doing one a day. It's
but like, they're even cheaper down south, the way they still get under $5 a pack.
People even afford to smoke.
Well, don't bring any back up with you, because that's not legal.
Don't pay.
People
don't
doing
pay
a pack a day. That's like what $330 a month. So it's like
a month.
How do we even afford to give themselves cancer?
I know.
Yeah.
I ran through the cost. Like I had an ex who smoked about 8 to 10 cigarettes a day. I would say not horrendous, but still,
half a pack.
You know, still bad.
How many pack? 20.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was like, do you realize how much money even you waste only smoking half a pack?
Yeah.
You know, and it's in the thousands.
Yeah,
like, it's a lot.
A month, yeah, a year. You're looking at about $1,200 right there. Yeah, easily. Over the half
very
pack.
Easily. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're smoking a pack a day, it's what is it, $8 a pack now here, roughly.
So a month, you save about $240 a month.
It's a lot.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those the e-cigs
car insurance
were
cost less.
E-cigs are like $20 a pop, right?
No. For the single one that you get, I want to say like $7 or something.
For what? How many packs is it?
It's equal to 2 packs.
Okay.
But the person I was getting them for was doing one a day. So 7 a day.
It's the same thing. Yep. But even worse for you.
$2,500 a year.
It's just that now they're isolating, hopefully.
No, wait, I think it was like 14 maybe.
Yeah.
But
at least they're isolating the damage to themselves, like with drinking. Like,
yeah.
You can't complain about somebody else drinking next to you because they're, you know.
They're killing everybody else
on
the road.
But if they're smoking next to you, you have every right to be like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm. Cigarette smokers seem to be very pushy.
Yeah.
Right there. Wanting everybody to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know a lot of
smoke
people.
Smoke like me. Yeah. Misery loves company. Yeah. Waste money and kill yourself like I am.
I know a lot of people who smoke who actually don't like the smell of other people's smoke.
That's weird.
I guess everybody loves their own brand of smoke.
Or they'll just be like, ugh, that's menthol.
Oh, people that smoke,
really?
It's like they bathe in it. They blow the smoke out.
They bathe in it.
They jump into the cloud of smoke, and their whole body just reeks like an ashtray.
Yeah.
And then they get mad. Kiss me. You won't kiss me. You just fuck. Lick an ashtray. It tastes cleaner.
Yeah.
Ugh. Trying to look up just the single ones. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I worked with a girl. All
right, they're like $10 each.
Wow.
Yeah, four-pack is $40.
I worked with a girl who smoked about a pack a day, and
it's $300 a month.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
It's ridiculous.
That's like your electric bill.
It's a lot.
Car
payment.
Yeah. That's my
car. That's a car payment. That is a car. You
that
can
is
have
my
a car or smoke.
Cable bill, my electric, car insurance, and one of my credit cards.
Wild.
Four bills right there.
Yeah.
Or cigarettes.
Ridiculous.
Well, 1/3 my rent or cigarettes.
So this chick
stupid.
This chick, she worked in customer service, and she was drinking a can of Pepsi at work. This was maybe almost 10 years ago. And I was like, ooh, I could really go for a can of Pepsi right now. I was going to go upstairs to the vending machine and get one. She's like, oh, here, you can finish mine. I was like,
no, thanks.
No.
How about
no? You know what? I'm going to. She's like, no, I insist. Here you go. I'm not going to finish
it. I don't have cooties. No, I mean, smell like complete shit.
Yeah. And like, I'm holding the can, and she's like,
do it.
She's like, what are you, you're not going to drink it? I was like, and I like crept it to my mouth, and I was just like, thank you.
Mm.
and then she like literally like turned around and like went on her break, and I like dropped it in the garbage can and ran upstairs and got myself a Pepsi. Oh, so disgusting. It was like ashtray mouth.
That's gross.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, before you come back, Derek, we need plates and stuff.
From the bathroom.
I didn't know where to, yeah.
You're going to get plates in there.
I didn't know where to look for them upstairs. So anyway. Oh my God, the door's opening.
What was that?
There's an elephant in there.
What the f- What end did that come out of?
The right one, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, man.
Well.
Want to take a break?
I think we'll just do an hour show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm tired. Oh. And you guys got food.
I don't feel like, I forgot about that.
Being up till the middle of the night doing a fucking fake radio show.
Let's hit a few more topics then, I guess.
Yeah. Colorado drops a sexual harassment charge.
Oh.
I said it right. Against a 6-year-old who kissed his classmate.
Good. On the hand.
Yeah. This kid kissed a girl on the hand. What a gentleman.
gentleman.
And yeah, he was getting sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Yes.
Sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. It's quite the charge. I'm glad that it's been dropped. You know what you do in that situation?
Punch the school administrators in the face.
You don't traumatize a child by
turning our kids into prudes.
What do you do? Like
the six, they don't even know what that is. They don't even know what that. Yeah, all they know is that dick is to piss out of.
That's true.
They don't know anything else. That
they don't
thing
even
does.
Call it a dick. It's like a winky.
They don't know. They'll find out in like another five more years when he's 11 or 12. Then they'll be like, what else does this thing do?
When some 60-year-old caretaker whisks him away.
Just don't bring him to Italy. He'll
Let's fly to Italy.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's fine.
See what kind of world we live in?
You kiss a girl on a hand and you're fucking toast.
Speaking of Colorado, too, the shooting.
Yeah. Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome place to live.
Well,
Chicago.
You know
what? Awesome place to live.
I'm packing right now. Let's go.
Great place to live, but I wouldn't want to get shot there.
It's just give everybody a gun, there'll never be a problem.
See what happens when you legalize marijuana?
Exactly. Yeah, see?
No, this kid...
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Wow.
If this, Steve were here, he would have laughed.
Yeah.
I would have.
This kid basically just... I don't know. He had some kind of vendetta. It seems to be what the common theme is for the real shootings that happen. Not the fake
He didn't
ones.
Go there to shoot up the school. He went there after somebody.
He was going after somebody. And you know, there's evidence that it happened.
Yeah.
And
he's a liberal.
He is a liberal. Yeah. They called him a... What was it? So one of his friends referred to him as some, I don't know, some kind of socialist. But
nationalist socialist.
Yeah, they said that he was heavily into politics and everything, and they some
of course.
But they used some kind of euphemism, and then they said socialist. So I don't know.
Pseudo socialist.
No,
I don't know that.
But he like point blank shot some girl. I don't know if she died yet.
I don't know.
I know. I think somebody died, but I don't know if that girl was the one who died.
Two people were shot?
I think three were.
Three?
Two injured, one dead, and I don't know. I think one was critical. Oh, so he's in there.
Yeah, he...
Oh, I thought that... See, when they usually said, I usually assume that means, like, the people they killed, because when you kill yourself, it doesn't count.
Is that what happened? He killed himself?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And
a bunch of cowards. That's the chicken shit way up.
He used the Joe Biden-approved shotgun method.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because Joe Biden came on recently and said that, you know, if you really want a gun, you know, for hunting or for doing whatever you want with it, just go get a shotgun.
Yeah, because that can't hurt anybody.
This kid was 18. Shotgun is one of the most violent guns there is.
Yeah, point blank.
Shatters out.
The buckshot point blank will rip a hole right through
your
chest.
A hole the size of like a basketball in a door.
Rip a hole through a fucking
anybody.
Wall.
Yeah.
Within 30 feet, that thing is the most deadliest weapon.
Mm-hmm. The deadliest easily procurable
but,
gun.
You could get that at Walmart right now, but you can't buy a CD with curses on it. Because that's so offensive.
Speaking of Walmart.
With curses on it.
What sucks more than working at Walmart?
That lady from Clarissa from the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, yeah. God.
How about being Employee of the Month at Walmart?
Oh, oh boy.
And what sucks more than that? Getting shot at because somebody's jealous that you're... Employee of the Month at Walmart.
No, that's what horrible. Part of Mississippi did this happen in?
I'm going to go ahead and say this is Florida.
Well, it was close. It was the Southern States.
Bad blood over an Employee of the Month award at South Florida Walmart led to gunfire and criminal charges, according to Sheriff's Office.
That's
arrest. Arrest was made last night in Deerfield Park.
Northern Florida, probably, I'm guessing. Close to Georgia.
A woman had her car shot up by a coworker who was angry after she won the award.
That's
Employee
awesome.
Of the Month. Willie Mitchell is charged with discharging a firearm from a vehicle. The drive-by.
Wow.
He gave her a biggie.
That's a good
one. Wow. Unbelievable.
Yes.
They got him on surveillance.
The part of Florida where there's more people than teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing this is probably way into Hayseed territory.
yeah, it's but, a fucking Deliverance territory.
By the way, they referred to that guy as a opinionated Keynesian socialist.
Don't even know what that means. Okay. They're fucking $2 words.
I don't know what that means. I'm going to take that as offensive.
Yeah. If I knew what that means, maybe I'd be upset. Dun, dun, dun. There's a guy who was arrested for drinking beer after watching and driving. Well, after watching Fast and the Furious.
What?
Yeah.
I missed that Paul Walker.
Whoops. One for my homie.
Oh, in the fighting game scene, She-Hulk has a super move that involves an auto accident.
Really?
And whenever somebody does it in the on like a stream, all the stream monsters in the chat start calling it the Paul Walker.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the Paul Walker dead.
Yeah.
Because the zombies drift.
Another student suspended. He was a senior in high school in Duluth, Georgia.
Duluth.
He was getting a full scholarship, sports scholarship, into college and all that good stuff. Now he's going to be suspended for a year,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to lose his scholarship
mm-hmm.
because he hugged a teacher.
Oh, my God.
What?
They have him on surveillance. He came up behind a teacher, gave the teacher a hug from behind. And that is sexual harassment.
It is?
Apparently.
When the teacher was mad?
I don't think that the teacher actually did anything about it. I think they just saw it and called him out on it.
They're just looking for any excuse.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on in this country?
He's losing a full scholarship for football to go to college because...
Because he hugged a teacher?
Because he hugged a teacher.
So, like, what about, like, all those students that, like, hug their guidance counselors or the principal when they get, like, their diplomas and stuff? Or, you know, I know they shake their hand, but, like, some of them...
When they walk off stage, they take the diploma right from them and they say, get the fuck on the bus.
Stage.
And they just take them somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just want to destroy everything sometimes.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
This is insane. This country is turning into like the
He'll definitely appeal that, and he'll get and he'll win.
Yeah, but especially now that it's on the internet.
Yeah, that's absolutely outrageous.
Excuse me. Oh, this was a good one. Doing a little lightning round.
Nice.
I don't have the lightning sound effect.
The wheel of news.
UPS leaves Christmas present in trash can.
Nice.
It's good.
Christmas present was accidentally thrown away after a delivery person left it in a trash can. Fox News' Jeff Brenthal reports on why the mother's so upset.
My cocaine was in
here. Android tablet for her daughter. Sol opened her mailbox this week and saw this notice. It said her package was delivered in black trash
Wait
can.
A minute.
What?
It said I'm black? What?
Delivery truck
in
make
black
it to her house,
trash can.
But when she checked, the trash can was empty. It was trash day.
No.
She suspects it was thrown away and is long gone.
Why?
I was crying all night last night.
What the fuck is
this guy doing? I came home and I saved for months to get that for my daughter,
UPS
and then
customer.
For them to
for
just
months?
Throw it
She'll
in the
get
trash.
It back.
Yeah, it's an Android tablet. How much could it possibly be?
$286, 32 gig.
I can't understand what you're saying. I'm like, well, you don't understand. But it was awful. It was. Probably the worst feeling.
We contacted
That's worst
the worst
feeling.
A company spokesperson told us an investigation will be launched in an effort to find out what happened.
Lose the houses.
We're
going to
investigate it until people forget about it and stop asking
in
us.
In black trash can.
Drivers are trained. Arcos. It's not even a good one. Arcos. That thing's like $100.
UPS
piece of shit.
She got him the Cartman.
She
got him the Cartman brand.
Cannot guarantee it will be delivered in time for Christmas.
I don't care if they leave it by the mailbox as long as they don't throw it in the trash.
I hate her voice. I would throw her in the trash.
Yeah. Mm. She has a really annoying...
I love how she says, like, worst feeling ever. But the people that lose their houses and lives in storms and hurricanes and natural disaster, I think that's the worst feeling ever.
Which, by the way, speaking of people losing their houses and homes, the gun house that we brought up on the show... That the girl kind of...
The Megatron house.
That the girl attacked Steve over on Facebook. Made it on the cover of a book about Hurricane Sandy.
Great.
I'm in Barnes & Noble. I just see a big book with the gun house. I'm like, hey!
Like, oh, I guess you're not getting out of that one.
I took a picture, but I forgot to send it. So, whatever. We got one more little one.
All right.
That picture has nothing to do with the video. I don't know why it's on there.
I'm here with Tom Anderton, former cage fighter.
All right, so basically this former cage fighter runs a record store in Pennsylvania, and he caught a shoplifter. And the shoplifter, you know, he had something in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Took it out. Then the guy pulled the knife on him, and the guy's daughter was right there. Now, he's a former cage fighter, so he basically fucking choked the guy out. And he's actually interviewing the guy right now. That's a
big noise. What's taking him so long to choke him out, though? He could have choked him out.
No, I think he's just trying to talk him down.
All right. Yeah.
Started shouting, dropped the knife.
Looks like Jason Statham from that angle.
Jumped in.
Yeah.
My friend Joe actually was the one that prized it out of his hand. He wasn't giving the knife up.
Sounds like him, too.
And then I just restrained him.
New Zealand?
Because he was just trying to get out of the store.
Right there. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. Gun, curtains.
No, not even.
Wow, because that looked like the official stranglehold here.
No. He just went down at the moment. I'm not actually trying to like choke him out in a minute, but he's still struggling. He's still.
But now watch what he does to actually knock him out.
I just put my hand on the back of his head and just like just apply a bit more pressure, and his arms
This is a sleeper.
Watch his arms.
Boop. You're done.
That's it. And I just pretty much let him go then. And then he's calm after that, pretty much.
He's calm after that, yeah. That's awesome. So,
Here's Tom.
Yeah, and it was right in front of his daughter. He said his daughter was like 2 feet from the guy when he pulled the knife. Fucking creeps.
Did you see the Aldi up front? I can't do the Jason Statham voice. Can you do it, Matt?
No. I haven't heard enough.
I did see on the shelf a copy of Frank Zappa's Chic Your Booty, which made me very happy.
Where was that from? Did you say where that happened?
It was in
Pennsylvania.
I don't know why.
You sound like the guy from New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah, he probably moved over here when he got into cage fighting.
And opened a fucking record store.
Well, he's retired, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, cage fight. You don't steal from those people. You're an idiot.
No. I'm sure the guy had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The knife probably wouldn't have broke his skin. Because you see those guys in the ring.
Broke his skin.
Like fucking.
He goes to stab and it just bends up.
They're like Terminators.
Yeah. Now we're going to get out of here and eat some pizza.
Hell yeah.
We'll see you guys next week, maybe. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be here.
Next week.
It's been a... Oh, no.
That's not Christmas yet. That's the 22nd.
It is, right.
I got to make sure I got my Christmas shopping done.
Syphilis not, shopping.
And I said it. Christmas. And I'm a goddamn atheist. I don't give a shit about you holiday assholes. Fuck you.
Damn.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
And now if you could do it Friday, that would help out Steve. We'll talk about it off here.
It's tough. I can't get here before like 10 o'clock.
That I can't do.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you at some time before 2015.
Maybe.
All right. See you later.